Technology has seen an increase in digital taxi firms in Kenya. The likes of Uber, Bolt and Little Cab are seen as industry pioneers in the country, while many others are new entrants in the market. Digital taxi connect drivers and riders to offer convenient transport solutions in major towns. The sector has been perceived to be male-dominated.
Some believe that females are not good enough.
But things are changing. Many women are now venturing into the industry to earn their keep. This is the Star Podcast. My name is Mark Gitau.
They never change rates. Commission, bado inende kiongezeka.
Jennifer Karanja, better known as Jenny Kairetu, is a female Uber driver operating in Nairobi. Her story is traumatic yet encouraging.
So initially, I started off as myself, and I remember I was very scared at first because, yes, I had built quite a clientele from the stories I used to give on TikTok, eh? But I didn't have like a flow of clients coming through.
She has had to endure a series of difficult moments before becoming an embodiment of success. Back in 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Jennifer lost her 8-year marriage. A terrible experience for her financially. She relied on friends for accommodation and struggled to make ends meet.
Just shared my sentiments on how I was feeling and how scared I was. And based on that video, so many requests from clients to take them somewhere, and I was able to carry on through the month.
As much as she was enjoying the job and had built a solid clientele, she says that the commissions by both Uber and Bolt were reviewed, something that affected her earnings.
The online apps increased their commission and they were not increasing the rates. So as much as fuel costs used to go up, they've never reviewed their rates. So you'll find that most of the time, drivers they're suffering.
According to her, the business was becoming less profitable and she felt the urge to do something different before it was too late.
I moved out because I felt like I was stagnant. I was not growing, I was not making enough.
Passionate about the transport business, the thought of starting her own company crossed her mind. Her hard work has now proved valid as she charted her path to owning a taxi business dubbed Habibi Taxi Limited.
I think I was at a point in life where I felt like I needed to grow because as an online cab driver, I felt like my life was a bit stagnant. So I needed to grow and I needed to take a risk for me to make that move.
The mother of two has been a cab driver for almost 3 years now. However, her income has now increased dramatically with Habibi taxis.
So I initially had like a small car, which I was operating with the online car business. But for me to be able to do something totally different, I sold that small car and I registered and took a bigger car and then registered my company.
As it grows, she hopes to bring on board more drivers and vehicles depending on the new clientele she is set to acquire.
The first 100 partners I'll get, those are people who believed in me. I cannot charge them. But once I get to a point where Habibi is fully established, definitely terms will be different.
She's now urging fellow women drivers to have a thick skin and be proud of what they do.
Just try to be experimental. Try different transport businesses and you see the one that works.
It's not always smooth for women in digital taxi business.
Yeah, there's one incident I gave out. Like I picked someone and they sat at the co-driver seats and they kept looking at me. In fact, I was wearing a trouser. They kept looking at me and out of the blues, the client said, can I touch your thighs? So I just stopped the car and told him to get out. And I reported with the app. Sometimes some apps follow up, some apps don't. Yeah, so it depends with the terms and conditions of the app.
Agnes Mwongera, the head of Women in Transport and a driver representative at Transport Workers Union, said women have increasingly been joining the taxi industry.
The taxi business is a male-dominated job, and especially the industry itself. Being a lady, it's a bit challenging for me, but what I like about the job is that you manage your own time. You can work when you want to work, and also you can have something else that you can do apart from the when you're not working, as in you can only manage your time.
She adds there are clients who sneer at women for joining the male-dominated industry.
We meet strangers every day, every time. And when a stranger gets to your car, you don't know what motive he or she has. So we find that we have people think that we are desperate or working in this industry.
The increasing number of female cab drivers is a proof that driving skills and proficiency are not determined by gender, but by individual abilities, experience, and dedication. The production of this podcast has also been made possible by One Ifra Women in News, a story by Lindwe Danflo. My name is Mark Gitau.